Landing Craft Headquarters 247. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by the New Jersey Shipbuilding Corporation, Barber, New Jersey. She was ordered on August 29, 1942 and laid down October 22, 1942. She was launched on November 20, 1942 and transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on December 9, 1942 at Staten Island, New York, and commissioned as LCIL 247. The ship next began 4 weeks of working up in the New York area, but on December 18 she arrived at the Todiri Basin Dry Docks, Incorporated, facility at 35th Street Pier, Brooklyn, for voyage repairs and authorized alterations. She departed, work complete, on December 23 to continue her work up. She sailed by Norfolk Navy Yard in the new year, arriving at Pier No. 2 on January 4, 1943 for further repairs and alterations. Over the next 2 months she underwent the installation of plastic armor and sounding equipment, the fitting of sponsons and flare plates, repairs to hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. Before leaving Norfolk she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewell's Point Magnetic Range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julien's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. She sailed from Norfolk sometime in March, bound for Gibraltar via Bermuda in company with other RNLCILS. She was operational in the Mediterranean, disembarking troops at Naples, Italy in September 1943 and took part in the invasion of southern France in August 1944. Conversion to a headquarters ship. On release from operations in the Mediterranean she was converted into an LCH, Landing Craft Headquarters. The conversion involved turning part of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices and the installation of command and control and communications equipment, 6X Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver, echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, Type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QHG hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter, and a tripod foremast to mount the additional aerials. Addition single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. At the end of 1944 LCH 247 was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet and sailed for India in early January 1945. After the D-Day landings plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon calling at Gibraltar, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight LCH 247 sailed with or when she arrived in India. No further information is available about her service in the Far East. Post-war. LCH 247 was returned to U.S. custody on September 24, 1946. She was later struck from the U.S. Naval Register and transferred to the Maritime Commission for disposal. She was sold on November 13, 1947, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015 www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.